Welcome to the Lucius Lauren Podcast, where we dive deep into the mysteries of the universe and our place in it. I'm your host, Lucius Lauren, and today I will be speaking on the Santa Claus Syndrome. I know some of you want to be like, what do you mean by the Santa Claus Syndrome? Well, I plan to dive deep into this conversation because this is something that I've noticed that happens with like adults, in my personal opinion, when it comes to things of religion, specifically the Bible. And so I know for some people, this will be maybe a little bit upsetting, probably triggering, and some people may even feel attacked. This is not to attack anything, than it is more of trying to get you to look at something in a different perspective than what has been taught to you since a child. Because when we're kids, we're prone to really believe anything adults tell us. And then we grow up holding on to these beliefs. And there comes a point where we have to mature as adults and even mature as the human race, because this is the only way we can move forward is through maturity. And so it's very important. And I know for some people, it's like, well, you know, I have felt this and experienced this and saw this. And you got to keep in mind with something, you got to understand how powerful the brain is and how powerful your beliefs can be to where, yeah, it can manifest characters that may not be ultimately real, you know? And when you do that, you kind of go into this delusional space of thinking something is real. But once you start to explore more knowledge, and once you start to realize that there has been certain things in play to keep you at a certain level in consciousness, and the only way to break free of that is to study and really be a person that's truly seeking enlightenment. And this is a syndrome that most adults need to heal from, because you're still holding on to beliefs that are not necessarily true. So I wrote down some notes, wrote down some things, because I like to make sure that I'm capturing and explaining everything precisely to really get a particular point across and stuff. And so, those of you that have, you know, known me through like social media or even personally, you already know that I'm a writer and I tend to write things down. And so, yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and look at some of these notes. Which, by the way, before I get into this, I just want to shout out to everyone that has been listening to my podcast show. You guys are my day ones, and I really appreciate the time that you spend with me every week, every Thursday. The last podcast obviously came out on Sunday. Same thing with the lunar eclipse one. And that was for that special occasion, which is why that was a very special podcast episode, because I usually drop every Thursday. So anytime if I don't drop on Thursdays, then it's either because of like a special event happening or something's happening to where I'm not able to drop that Thursday. So I just wanted to make sure I said that, just in case people got confused on, hey, you didn't drop Thursday. And it's like, well, I dropped Sunday. So technically Sunday's like the first day of the week. So yeah, so it still came out the week. It just came out a few days earlier due to the event, which, by the way, you know, is, now that I think about it, it's also kind of interesting that both the lunar and the solar eclipse happened to be on Monday, which is also Moon Day. So that's really interesting. All right. So let's dive into these, let's dive into my notes real quick. Hold on. Let me, get this set up right now. Let's see. Okay. So let me expand this a little bit so I can, okay, cool. So here we go. So this is my notes on what I mean by the Santa Claus syndrome and why adults have this and why it's connected to religion in a sense. So here we go. So the Santa Claus syndrome is a term that has been used in various contexts to describe a phenomena where individuals, typically children, experience a set of beliefs or behaviors influenced by the culture myth of Santa Claus. However, for the purpose of providing a comprehensive response, we can conceptualize the Santa Claus syndrome in a broader metaphorical sense, reflecting on its potential implications in psychological and social behavior. In this metaphorical sense, the Santa Claus syndrome could refer to the tendency of individuals to hold onto comforting beliefs or expectations that are not based in reality, similar to the belief in Jesus that many adults hold on to. This syndrome might also encompass the disillusionment that comes with discovering these beliefs are not true and the psychological adjustment required to reconcile with reality. Okay. The Santa Claus syndrome, once again, is a metaphoric concept that encapsulates the psychological and social implication of clinging to unrealistic beliefs or expectations molded after the adulthood belief in the mythical figure of Jesus Christ. This syndrome explores the stages of embracing comforting myths, facing the inevitable disillusionment, and ultimately reconciling with reality. It highlights a universal process of coming to terms with truths that challenge our cherished beliefs, mirroring the journey from childhood innocence to adult realism. Now, for me, and why I can speak on this topic, I feel very boldly, is because I also too was caught up in the syndrome as well. I was, you know, most people know this, especially if you listen to some of my earlier episodes where I talk about why I'm not a Christian and stuff like that. That has my previous life when I was young. That was the whole thing, was, you know, me following the beliefs of my parents, the beliefs of, you know, the peers around me about Jesus. And so when I became an adult, and I started to, research things, I've come to realize that this is definitely a person who you cannot find in history at all. And the thing about it is that it's based off of a real person, yet it's 10% based off of a real person, and then the other 90% is mythos. It's about the mythology tied into it and stuff. And so that's where the issue is when it comes to this particular story and why I don't hold on to this particular belief anymore. Even though when I was young, I had my experience. I thought I was talking to Jesus and all this kind of stuff. But because my conscious level has heightened, I don't see biblical characters anymore like I used to. Because when you obtain knowledge, you are responsible for what you know. So it doesn't make sense for a person like me to revert back to something where my conscious level is not even on that level anymore. And that's the thing when it comes to belief and when it comes to just your own kind of personal truth, is your own personal truth is dependent on where you're at consciously. And if you are, you know, at a particular level consciously, because you're still holding on to beliefs just like a child, then it's going to be hard for you to shake those beliefs and not even want to look into where these beliefs originally even stem from. And, you know, that's the problem with blind faith. Blind faith is not even taking the time to do your own due diligence as a student to go and research things to see if it's factual. And most things that we have learned, because the whole world has been Christianized, you know, people want to talk about what the one world religion is. You guys have to understand, we've been living in the one world religion. The one world religion has always been Christianity. It's been that, you know, this is not something that we're looking forward to. This is something that we're already in. We're already in the system. You know, we've already have had these different popes that have been ruling for over 1,000 years. And if I'm not mistaken, in the book of Revelation, doesn't it say that this supposed Antichrist would change the calendar and do all this stuff? And it's everything that the papacy has done for over 1,000 years. But because we are stuck in delusion and stuck in the good spell of the gospel, then we are not paying attention to things that have been documented throughout history. Because believe it or not, people think Revelations, you know, is a book that was written towards the end of the Bible, when really Revelations was written before the Bible was actually even birthed. So, you know, the fact that they put it at the end, you know, that was all based on the narratives that this particular group of people wanted to convey to the world. And this is all stuff you guys can research as well. So at its core, the Santa Claus syndrome addresses the human tendency to seek comfort in fantasy and the emotional turmoil experienced when these fantasies are dispelled. It can apply to various aspects of life, including relationships, careers, and personal goals, where individuals may hold unrealistic expectations based on societal myth or personal hopes. The process of confronting these myths and adjusting to reality is akin to the experience of learning white Jesus isn't real, and a rite of passage that symbolizes the loss of innocence and the gain of wisdom. And that's what I'm talking about. As adults, I see a lot of adults holding on to childish things, which in the tarot card, you would be the Fool. Okay. There's nothing wrong with being childlike and having certain child innocence, but there is a point where you have to be an adult. And that's why for me, I'm going to be doing a episode that's going to talk about learning how to heal the adolescence, the teenager that's within you. Because this is a midpoint in human life that is skipped over, nobody pays attention to, but it's the most significant point, because as a teen, you are letting go of the child and you are learning how to become the adult. And in a sense, it's almost like a death within you, because you are letting go of something and you are becoming something that you are going to remain the rest of your life. The rest of your life, you're going to be in adulthood. So why not learn to seek more wisdom and seek out more knowledge and verify things? Because that's what adults do. I see a bunch of adults not giving a F, don't even care. And it's really damaging the younger generations, because we should be showing a better example of how life is and not getting off into delusional fantasies of what we think life is, and just neglect science, neglect biology, neglect like all the stuff that has concrete foundation in reality and in the reality that we are in. You know, so that's one of the biggest issues with humanity is just being way too delusional about things because we want to hold on to beliefs, you know. And, you know, the thing about the solar eclipse that we just got done having is about shedding those beliefs. The fact that the solar eclipse, when it comes to the true sky, the true sidereal sky, not Western, you know, Western, it was showcasing Aries, but that's not the true sky. The true sky was happening in Pisces, and it made a lot of sense of the solar eclipse and the planetary alignment being in the age of Pisces, because it's showing the ending of beliefs. You know, the Pisces energy is all about belief and faith and stuff like that. And now we have to, you know, let go of that energy and go into the realm of the knowing, go into the realm of wisdom, because that is what Aquarius is here to represent, you know, discovering, you know, new technologies that can help us with longevity and help us with healing the planet better and stuff like that, you know, versus, you know, having this whole focus on, you know, some of the negative things that technology has done, you know, and that's where I see like a lot of adults focus too much on the negative aspect. And it's like, guys, we need to grow up. Okay. Because for me, the 8-year-old in me is like, these adults are still acting the same. And yet here it is, I'm an adult and I'm still seeing adults not being adults. They're still being immature about a lot of things and not questioning things, because that's why you have a brain. You have a brain to question things. You don't have a brain to just sit on beliefs and not fact check things. That's not really living. And you can't build a new society. You can't build an advanced civilizations if you want to be stuck in the realm of beliefs. At some point, you got to have some concrete evidence to build on. I've never known anybody to build anything off of a freaking belief. All the big structures, the pyramids, that wasn't built off of a belief. They were taking science and mathematics and measurements and stuff to strategically build something. And this is why society is not able to build anything, because we still want to be the fool in the tarot card. We do. So that's the other thing. All right. So the concept also delves into the psychological impact of this transition, including the coping mechanism individuals employ to manage the disappointment, and how these mechanisms influence their approach to reality thereafter. It discusses the value of critical thinking and the acceptance of reality as essential steps towards mature understanding and personal growth. Man, that's what this is. The whole mission for me personally is to help our society with personal growth. Personal growth is essential to the advancement of the human race. We have to focus on that. And personal growth is, you know, going within, you know, learning more about yourself, because most of you only know yourself based on what other people have told you, whether it be your family members, whether it be your peers, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, whatever, you know, you have been told things and have a belief about yourself that's outside of you. It's outside of you. So I remember years ago, I did this mirror practice and looking at myself in the mirror and seeing, you know, me for me versus seeing me through other people's perspectives and eyes, but seeing me for me, because let me tell you something. The only person that truly knows you best is you, not your partner, not your parents, you. You and the source are the only two people that that know you. Outside of that, no. And that's why it's so important to learn about astrology and learn about your natal chart and meditate and have self-love, do self-care, you know, all these different tools that we have to learn to understand us better, you know, have the time where you have those quiet moments or you go and take a trip by yourself and be in nature, which some of y'all, I will heavily advise a lot of you, please go out in nature. Nature has so much discovery. And when you reconnect yourself back to earth, take your shoes off, plant your feet, because your feet are roots. Just like how trees have roots, your feet are the roots to your body. And when you are barefooted, touching the grass, not only, and not only has even science even proven this, but with you connecting back to the mother, your whole energy feels goes into a balanced state. Not only that, though, but that's also a way that the mother also communicates with us, is through the soles of our feet, through the roots of our feet. It's very important. You'll notice that in the Bible, your boy Jesus, a lot of y'all think that, yeah, he might have been walking around in sandals, but I guarantee you when he was doing all that healing, he had them sandals off. He was barefooted because he knew that the power of healing had to come through the mother. And a lot of y'all don't want to hear it. It didn't come through the father. He wasn't bringing anything from the sky, because that's where you know, you guys are obsessed with the sky daddy issues. But it was the mother that he had to connect with when he was doing his healing. Okay. Utilizing the energy of the mother. So keep that in mind. All right. In broader terms, the Santa Claus syndrome serves as a metaphor for the human experience of grappling with the complexities of truth and fiction, belief and skepticism, and the journey towards intellectual and emotional maturity. It reflects on the importance of questioning and critically evaluating the world around us, encouraging a balanced view that embraces reality with appreciating the joy and wonder that myths like Santa Claus or Jesus brings to our lives. And so, for me, I did have wonder and joy when I was in the Christian faith at the time, because I was in that moment, even though ever since I was a kid, I always questioned everything in the Bible because there's still a lot of contradiction and things that just doesn't make any sense. That's in the Bible. And so, you know, I personally have just really learned to realize that truth is in levels. There's levels to truth. And what was true to me when I was a kid and teenager, and what was true to me in my 20s and was true to me now, is night and day. It's totally different. And that's what we need to be comfortable with. We need to be comfortable with the fact that, you know, truth is in many different levels. And we can't stay stuck in a belief and a truth that's true for us at the time, because you have to allow yourself to expand as an individual. For me personally, I find no expansion in religion. It doesn't allow you to, because you are so dependent on a being that's outside of you. It's very contradicting, because it's supposed to be based on something that's inside of you, but yet you're still trying to, you know, have this, we have this, this father complex of feeling like, oh, we have to, you know, show the father that, you know, we're good little humans. And, you know, it's just very, very manipulative, and it's very controlling, because there really is no love in religion, especially in Christianity, because Christians are very judgmental people, because they worship and serve a very judgmental God. And this is how you know this particular God is not the be-all God, and he's just a singular God that is really overseeing the house of Jacob and nobody else. He doesn't care about nobody else. And, you know, Yahweh and Jesus are two different people. They're not the same people at all. And you can clearly see that when you read the Bible fully, not read the Bible in parts, and then, you know, you want to come up with your own narrative and your own story of, oh yeah, well, this connects to this and that. It doesn't. When you truly become a student and don't rely on your master, pastor, to tell you things, you will start to awaken more to what I'm telling you about. You know, I'm not going to tell you anything that I have not personally experienced myself. So, you know, this is coming more of a place of unconditional love, because it's important for humanity to grow, you know, and when people don't want to hear certain things, then you make up this thing in your brain that you're being attacked because it's challenging your beliefs and your faith. But this is just sharing information. I'm not trying to convert anybody at all to anything, because there's nothing to convert. You know, I'm just trying to show you a perspective that is not taught in church or school, and how this religious system has crept into life, and how it doesn't allow the individual to truly experience life freely without having to worry about being punished for whatever this particular guy wants to consider sinful or whatever. You know, you're not going to escape the laws of karma in the universe, which overpowers the concept of sin, and thinking that you can just be a fuck boy or a fuck girl and think that, oh, I can just go to church on Sunday and then ask for forgiveness and then I'm Gucci. Nah, it don't work like that. Life does not work like that. And clearly, everybody that be talking about God this and God that, you seeing that ass get exposed right now. That's karma. So what happened to all those prayers? Okay, go ask Diddy. Go ask Diddy about all them prayers he was praying. Okay. Okay, running around here with T.D. Jakes, supposed to be this big minister, man. Come on, y'all can miss me with all that stuff. And that's what makes it so funny to me, because it's like, you over here doing all this stuff, and yet that ass is still getting exposed. So, yeah, don't know how that's working for you, because you're not going to escape karma, you know. And there's going to be more exposures coming in, not only for the remainder of 2024, but also in the years to come, because the universe ain't playing with y'all. It's you guys are not paying attention to the time frame that we're in, and we're not in the time frame of belief anymore. And you're going to start to witness that and see that more and more, not only this month, but for the months to come and for the years to come. And you're going to remember that if you have listened to this podcast, you're going to be like, Lucius did say this shit. Lucius did warn us and tell us that. You know? But the beauty of it is that there is a huge opportunity that the human race has to get their shit together and stop pointing the finger. You know, that's the other thing too with the Bible and with you know, the whole, you know, religious belief system is that, you know, and I kid you not, that the religious system also spills into, you know, conscious people too as well. People who are claiming to be conscious, they still hold on to a lot of religious beliefs, and they think that they don't, but they do. You know, if you trying to consider Jesus to be an ascended master, or you're like chasing after, you know, Christ consciousness, it's like, why are you still using these terminologies? It is what blows my mind away, you know, and it's because you want to hold on to that. You know, at the end of the day, your brain wants to hold on to that because you're like, well, I don't want to be wrong, because you're scared, because you still have fear within you. And so you want to hold on to it, and then you want to transform it into Christ consciousness. And now Jesus is a ascended master. Not in my reality. In my reality, it ain't like that. You know, I'm chasing at something that's far greater than Christ consciousness and far greater than Jesus being an ascended master. It's greater than that. Chasing after something way bigger than that concept, you know? And, you know, like I said, I warned you at the beginning of this episode, some of y'all ain't gonna like this. You know, some of you guys are not going to like this at all. And I don't care. Just like how the universe and the source doesn't care, I don't care, because we are going to shift and we are going to change whether you humans want to or not. And that's a fact. Okay. That goes for the universe. And when I mean about the universe, I'm talking about also all of these other ET races that are out here too. Okay. Because there are some beings that have originated on this planet before humans were even seated on this planet. So keep in mind, we do share this planet with other beings. We do. And when you start to realize that, then you will start to really understand how big life is outside of the confined of God and Jesus and all these other religious concepts that we want to hold on to. Why? Because we have the Santa Claus syndrome as well. And until we learn how to let go of the old way, then we can start to move up the tarot, and we can start to move up the ladder in consciousness, because your old beliefs will hold you back and it will keep you stuck in a time loop. Okay. Because time is not linear, it's circular. And you're just going to be in a freaking circle jerk of old beliefs, because you don't know how to let it go and learn how to be like, you know, I'm here to experience life. Therefore, I should not be fearful of being wrong or being right. You shouldn't even have that fear. You should just be like, I'm here to experience. And that's really at the end of the day, that's really what we're here to do, you know, whether it's on this planet or whether it's on another planet. We're just here to experience life, people. You shouldn't be afraid of life. You shouldn't be afraid to live. And that's what controlled information and narratives do. It keeps you in the same loop, and it doesn't allow you to have personal growth within yourself. And once we have personal growth within ourselves, then we can start to see the growth within the human race and human society. So, you know, because there's only one race, and that race is human. And the more we start to enter and understand that, the more we will advance as a species. So, in saying all that, I want to thank you for joining me on the Lucius Lyron podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with friends and family. And don't forget to like and follow for more content like this. For more resources, you may check out our website at hotrs13.org. Once again, that is hotrs13.org. And until next time, keep making those small changes and watch how they add up to a transformed life. I want you to stay inspired and keep growing. Join me again next time for more discussions on life, astrology, love, science, and spirituality with its connection to our daily lives. And remember to always live in power.